Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Jane has got a lot of roles in New York, and Bodyguard is one of them. He's the biggest lad. Him and Sepp Straka, those two will be the bodyguard.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, the Yerevan heat won't be an excuse for Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson this evening. The Ireland under-21s look to make it 2 wins from 2 at the start of their Euro qualifying group. And Nottingham Forest have sacked Nuno Espirito Santo. But first today, Heimir Hallgrímsson admits his Ireland side are still creating their identity. That's ahead of this evening's World Cup qualifier away to Armenia. They've prepared for tonight's game in Yerevan in 30-degree heat. Temperatures are still expected to be in the high 20s by the time the game kicks off at 8 p.m. local time, but the Ireland boss won't be using that as an excuse.
Let's see how the weather will treat us. We're not afraid of the heat. They are playing in the same heat. Maybe a little more used to it, but no. I think it's even good after a game to play in heat after a tough game. It helps the recovery, it loosens up the body, etc. So I think it is good that we go out and do some exercises now in close to 30 degrees, whatever it is now.
Armenia are ranked 45 places below Ireland in the latest FIFA rankings and come into tonight's game off the back of a 5-0 hammering at the hands of group favourites Portugal. Their only competitive wins in the last 2 years have come against Latvia. They were beaten at home in the Nations League by the Faroe Islands in November of last year. Despite all that, Hallgrímsson says Ireland won't and cannot take their opponents lightly, and his Armenian counterpart Yakisha Melikian says beating Ireland is a realistic ambition. On last night's Off the Ball, former Ireland international Kevin Galban highlighted one glaring issue with the Ireland team.
The midfield players don't look forward, and it's a major issue for us. We all watch Premier League football and we watch leagues around the world and we watch international football. There's very few midfield players now that continuously pass sideways and backwards. It's a progressive game. It's a lot of midfielders. Now, you might have one guy that sits and the other guy is more progressive. The guy that sits is a little bit more cautious with his passing, if that's what you want to say, where it will be a little bit more sideways and backwards just to keep the flow of the game. But when we're 1-0 down, and especially 2-0 down, we continue just to play that sideways negative passing, and it comes down to midfield players not prepared to take a chance and try to be a little bit braver, to get Ferguson into the game, recognise that he is in there and you've got to be finding him, because there was countless chances in the first half that they could have got him into the game, but it was touch, touch, look, touch, touch, and then sideways pass when our midfield players were on the ball. Knight and Cullen have almost, you know, just cloned into each other. They seem very similar now, and having that type of midfield player, or the both of them that playing there, both, I think probably Knight's a little bit more progressive, in fairness to him. So when you have the both of them in there, it doesn't seem to work for me. As soon as Jack Taylor comes into the game, he's immediately looking forward. Josh Cullen's passing stats were probably as high as he've ever been, but to me, he had no impact in the game because of how negative I felt he was with his passing again, and that's not changed. You know, I played with a midfield player like Glenn Whelan, and I played with players like Matty Holland, who probably at times faced a little bit of criticism for being a little bit negative, but I feel that even Glenn and Matty Holland would be the sort of players that would be progressive at times, would be able to take the ball and put the foot in if necessary to try to speed up the tempo of the game or lift the crowd. I've not seen it, or I've hardly seen it from Josh Cullen in the, what, I don't know how many caps he's got now. He must have 30 or 40 caps, mustn't he? And he's just not getting what's probably needed to play for us. It works at Burnley. When you see him play for Burnley, he seems to have a great tempo to his game, and he suits exactly what's required there.
Kickoff in Yerevan is 5 o'clock Irish time. Meanwhile, Portugal midfielder Bernardo Silva has admitted they don't know what to expect from Hungary tonight in the group's other game. Hungary will be without the suspended Roland Schalai following his red card at the Aviva on Saturday. That one kicks off at 7:45. Elsewhere, France manager Didier Deschamps has played down talk of a rift between the national team and PSG. It's reported that PSG warned against Ousmane Dembele playing in Friday's 2-0 win over Ukraine, only for the winger to sustain a calf injury in that match. Dembele is now set to be out for at least 6 weeks. His clubmate Désiré Doué will miss 3 to 4 weeks with a hamstring injury. Meanwhile, L'Équipe report that Zinedine Zidane is already preparing to take over from Deschamps when he steps down after the World Cup next year. Iceland are tonight's opponents at the Parc des Princes, a team that hammered Azerbaijan 5-0 at the weekend, which led to Fernando Santos getting sacked. For their part, Azerbaijan hosts Ukraine from 5. In Group K, England hold a 100% record ahead of tonight's fifth game of the campaign away to second place Serbia. England were unimpressive in their 2-0 win over Andorra at the weekend, but manager Thomas Tuchel says his side are still working their way back to fitness.
I think we're getting there. I say it because I'm absolutely convinced. I see what I see, I feel what I feel, and I think we will get better and better. We are very clear about how we want to play and how we want to break it down, and players will show their quality.
Albania played Latvia in the other game in that group. Bosnia-Herzegovina have won 4 out of 4 in Group H. They've only conceded once ahead of tonight's clash with Austria in Zenica. Having lost to Austria on Saturday, Cyprus are at home to Romania. Norway should make it 5 from 5 in Group I. They host bottom side Moldova in Oslo. Italy remain in the hunt in that group despite what their manager Gennaro Gattuso described as a nightmare display last night. Sandro Tonali scored in injury time as they beat Israel 5-4. Ireland under 21 boss Jim Crawford admits tonight's Euro qualifier with Andorra and Tala is a potential banana skin. He has also described their costly 2-2 draw at Latvia at the same venue a year ago as fuel for tonight's game. That draw ultimately cost Ireland a playoff spot for this summer's Euros. Ireland opened this campaign with a 2-1 win away to Moldova last Thursday. Tonight's game in Tala gets underway at 7:30. The other game in the group will see Moldova play Slovakia. Ange Postecoglou is set to be named the new Nottingham Forest manager after the club sacked Nuno Espirito Santo last night. Forest put Nuno's sacking down to what they called recent circumstances. It's widely reported there was a rift between the manager and Forest's recently appointed sporting director Edu. Prior to the closure of the transfer window and a late flurry of signings, Nuno had criticised the club's inactivity in the transfer market over the summer. His relationship as well with controversial Forest owner Evangelos Marinakis had also soured in recent months, despite the manager leading Forest to European football last season. His final game in charge proved to be a 3-0 home defeat to West Ham. Forest have 4 points from their opening 3 games in the Premier League. Postecoglou rebuffed reproaches from Brentford and Saudi club Al Ahly following his own sacking by Tottenham in the summer, but he's now accepted the City ground job and his first game will be away to Arsenal on Saturday. He's expected to be joined at Forest by his old Spurs backroom staff. And Trent Alexander-Arnold could be joined by a former Liverpool teammate at Real Madrid next summer. According to Marca, Ibrahima Konate has rejected Liverpool's latest offer of a contract extension, and the prospect of the France defender leaving on a free next summer is now the likeliest option. Real have already made approaches to Konate, who was offered revised terms by Liverpool as recently as yesterday. Arne Slot's side already looked to be planning beyond Konate, with Giovanni Leone arriving from Parma and the botched move from Mark Gahey on deadline day.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
You said at the start of the season, the first campaign really about setting principles, getting your message across. The second campaign, you normally win.
I'll correct myself, I don't usually win things, I always win things in my second year.
New coach Ange Postecoglou vowed to bring back the silverware to South Melbourne the following season.
Well, it is safe now, and the Ericsson Cup is going back to the Bob James Stadium after 7 long years.
It's Brisbane's day, it's Brisbane's season. Ange Postecoglou's team claim the championship to go with the premiership.
A maximum high for Postecoglou Celtic, a blistering 8th treble.
If you've achieved something, aren't you supposed to say, yes, I have, and that's what I hope to do again.
So the big night has arrived for Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester United, a competition that can save a season and change the next one. A night with double reward, a trophy, and the place in next season's Champions League.
In towards Brennan Johnson, it's in! It's first blood to Tottenham in the Europa League final! And it's Brennan Johnson, the leading scorer, who delivers in Bill.
Samira's on the move, that's right down the throat to the keeper, and it's hit him, and Hoyland's header, what a clearance! from Mickey van der Ven. Spurs managed to survive, but what about that from van der Ven? I mean, I've no idea what the goalkeeper's doing, but for van der Ven to get back and clear that.
I don't usually win things, I always win things, can you?
The full-time whistle, and Spurs have won the Europa League. It's salvation for Spurs in Bilbao.
Us finishing third wasn't going to change this football club. The only thing that was going to change this football club is us winning something.